The vote in France can be seen as a repudiation of the longstanding intellectual class and its support for Europe and pluralism. While mostly left-wing, there's also a strong conservative intellectual tradition in France as well. Both have a guarded view of what will happen in the upcoming runoff. Bernard-Henri Lévy is the man behind the well-known byline BHL. He wonders if the strong message of this vote will be lost on passive French centrists. Lévy was born in French Algeria in the 1940s to an Algerian Jewish family. His positions are often controversial. He's been pro-intervention, anti-revolution, and his support of Israel has inflamed the debate on the future of the Palestinians. His latest book is The Genius of Judaism. He says the elections in the U.S. and France are a wake-up call for those who have been blind to the rising tide of anti-Semitism. French Jews, he told us, should be vigilant following this vote.
They probably feel less at home than Jews in America and Jews in Israel. But they are wrong because they are at home. They built France. Jews made, built, developed France. They made the language, the French language. They made the French literature. They built conceptually the social contract and the Republican idea in France. They were part of the building of the liberal thinking in France. So they feel less at home, but it's a mistake. They are at home, much more at home than the anti-Semites who are un-French, who are not at their place in France.
Why do you think that in the 21st century the French have been more successful than other places in the world in maintaining a coexistence between Jews and other groups versus the kinds of anti-Semitism that we see in Russia to this day, in the Middle East, in even in places in the United States? There's something about the relationship between civic life in France that makes the tension less somehow.
Two things. Number one, nobody is sheltered from anti-Semitism, shielded from anti-Semitism. There is anti-Semitism also in America, as in France. The millions of tweets who followed the election of Trump, all these people like David Duke and others saying we made it when Donald Trump was elected, the denial of Holocaust, which has in America on the West Coast his supposed institutes, all this make that anti-Semitism is as vivid, alas, and living in America than in Europe. The second thing is that in France, the situation, as you say, is less desperate than sometimes the press say it. And it's less desperate because the French elites, the French state, has learned from history, has learned from Second World War and Holocaust. The mistake which was done by Donald Trump on Remembrance Day of Holocaust would not have been done by any president in France, erasing the word Jews in the communique, in the statement. You remember that? Yeah. Donald Trump just did not utter the word Jews in the White House statement for Remembrance Day. This is unthinkable today in France.
How would you say the role of Jews in civic society in France is a part of this election campaign? What's going on right now in France?
What happens today with Donald Trump in America, people in the street and so on, happens before the election. If the time happened in any of our country, America or France, if the time came when in which Jews, Israel, anti-Semitism were the core question of the debate, it would be time to pack and to go on the moon, because it will be not only dark times, it would be night, it would be midnight. We are not at this moment. And strangely enough, I believe that the dig, the walls, the levees are holding firm, relatively firm for the moment.
Where is the Algerian in you?
The Algerian in me is here probably, but I went to Algeria in the midst of the 90s when there was the birth in Algeria of a new form of jihadism and terrorism. And I made a report for Le Monde, the newspaper Le Monde at this time.
Scary times.
It was scary times. There was very little testimonies about that. It was important because it was the starting point, the stemming cell of what is happening today. It was the birth of ISIS and of Al-Qaeda. And I went in Algeria to report about that. I saw these terrible guys, and I tried to unfold part of the mechanic. It was in Algeria. If Algeria decided to eradicate, as it does today, the Kabyle route, if she decides to forget the French touch, it will be a little Algeria, a shrinked Algeria, a poor spiritual country. It would be such a pity because it is a great place.
Bernard, thank you so much. It's been a great conversation. Thanks. I really appreciate
you.
Speaking with you.
I appreciate it too. I'm happy to be there. Thank you.
Bernard-Henri Lévy, French public intellectual, author most recently of The Genius of Judaism.